All right. Well, welcome everyone. This is Vandana. Welcome to today's healing topic, which is not only about healing, but it's about shifting and recalibrating and adjusting your fields, your nervous system, your bodies, your chakras, really down to the very core of you, and releasing all the core fear that you've absorbed as an empath, as a starseed, as a sensitive soul, from your ancestors, all the way back to the very first family you had from your home planet. And today's topic is about helping you to release the core fear so we can replace it with core love. And there are only two types of emotions, really, two types of frequencies, that of love and that of fear. So if you choose love, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. And I'll see it on my end. But really, if you are focused on the lower vibrational frequencies of fear, they will block your light, or they can suppress or diminish your light. Thank you, Catherine. And that will really make it harder to shift, and then all of a sudden these ascension symptoms will seem to multiply and intensify, amplify, and we really want to have a very safe and smooth journey into the higher dimensional frequencies, into the field of unity, community, oneness, and 5D abundance, and that's all different forms of abundance. So today is really about cleansing, clearing, and purifying your body image, your 3D self-esteem, and all of the voices from the distant past, from your ancestors, from your biological families, your lineage, your bloodline, and even from the collective about, you know, all these false ideas, stories, concepts, you know, lies about having a perfect body, or you know, that when we age, we have to get sick and deteriorate and die, and that's just not true. So depending where we place our thoughts, our attention, and our focus, this can shift everything for us. And so what I've noticed is that many of us are feeling quite drained, depleted, and dense in our 3D bodies, and that's because of resistance. If we are resistant to these changes, this rapid acceleration of energies that are streaming and radiating down onto planet Earth's magnetic field from the great central sun at the galactic core, then it will feel a little harder to ascend, or a little stickier, or it might take a little bit longer than we had hoped for or planned for. So it's about being light, because we are all morphing from carbon-based molecules into crystalline. And in order to do that, we have to shed all those levels and layers of density, debris, karmic debts, you know, all those vows like obligation, loyalty vows, and vows to stress and suffering, right? That's like probably one of the greatest addictions on this planet. Because maybe in some lifetime, past or parallel, we might have been told that, you know, it's our duty to suffer, or to take on the weight of the world, or to absorb other people's bodies and their pain and their stress and their struggle. And this is why incarnation after incarnation, we accumulate so much baggage, so much heaviness, and almost feels like sort of really hard to move at all in any direction. And so my target for this call, or our target, I should say, me and the Divine Healing Intervention teams, from all dimensions, they're here, we're here to help you to feel more like yourself again, more grounded, more expanded, to feel like you are a valuable member of 5D Earth and that you do have so much to offer, that you are meant to be of service, to express who you are on a very authentic level. And the golden age, the Aquarian age, era of enlightenment is all about truth, transparency, and authenticity. And so the veils of separation are dissolving, and the 3D matrix of enslavement, corruption, control, bondage, that too is dissolving and collapsing, right? So we can really take back our highest spiritual identity and live in our highest 5D soul ascension timeline. That's best for us. And that's best for all sentient beings and the entire planet. So it's about feeling lighter, clearer, brighter in our 5D diamond light body. And it's about being willing to reparent our own inner magical Christ child. It's about just the willingness and our intention. And when we have a fuzzy or cloudy or hazy intention and we're not even sure why we're here, we've forgotten who we are, it also makes it harder. So this call will help you to become more crystal clear, right? Because we're going to be inviting you to awaken and activate your ascension light codes, these beautiful crystal light codes and crystal geometries that are all over the universe and beyond. And this is about reconnecting to all of your bodies, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, astral, etheric, causal, subtle, all of your bodies, mostly your four-body system. It's about relating to your body in a very 5D, from a very 5D quantum perspective, really. It's about the willingness to take on the guardianship as your own body's spirit guide. And we really are our own body's spirit guide. We're the master of our own bodies. We're the director. And we get to co-create with spirit, with Holy Spirit, divine source. We get to co-create the kind of bodies that would really feel good to be in, so we could feel comfortable in our own skin. So if you've said yes so far, then... And you're willing to travel off-planet outside of space and time and just maybe take a chance. Maybe no longer feel like you are going around in this karmic wheel of life on this merry-go-round that gets you nowhere fast. So if that sounds good and you're ready to get off of that crazy roller coaster of these intense ups and downs, all this polarity, duality, and intensity, just raise your hand so I could see who's actually in. If you're all in, just raise your hand and press star 2. Yay! Woo! All right. I am super excited now, even more than before. Ah, beautiful. So now, just know that the galactic medical teams, I call them the AMAs, these are Arcturian medical assistants. They work with Dr. Lorfan, and they're on planet Arcturus. And Dr. Lorfan is actually located, he was on planet Sirius, but when they split into Sirian A and Sirian B, what happened is he moved his Great White Lodge, and he moved to Shambhala, I like to say it that way, and really moved to... A healing school, a healing hospital, or a healing center, where in dream time, if you work with him and if you are already an energy healer, a body worker, a coach, a counselor, or you want to be, and you are ready to share your psychic gifts and your 5D telepathy with the world, and then now is a time. This is a time of awakening, reawakening to really who we are. And if you feel this deep, profound connection with Dr. Lorfan, and I know a lot of you do, many of you have said like last week that you got really warm, very hot when I called him in. That means if you feel that familiarity and that resonance, that you were or still are one of his students or apprentices or that you work with the Galactic Master Healers in Dreamtime on the inner plane. So that is really cool. So I'm really excited. Let's see what else I can share with you before the transmission. Also, the Galactic Medical Teams. So we call in the Celestials, the Angelics, the Medical Teams, and they carry their own medicine from the stars. So you will be infused with pure light. It's also known as nameless light. And also you might receive divine dosages of star medicine, space dust, and it'll feel very light, very expansive, very pleasurable, because we're rising above all of this density and duality, so we can, like, literally clean our bodies, cleanse our bodies, our cells, our DNA, our muscles, tissues, chakras, every part of us, all the way down to our mitochondria. So we're cleaning you out, you know, on a genetic level, from the womb. You know, there are imprints that are imprinted. We absorb our mother's, our birth parents' body image, their self-esteem, their lack of confidence, their self-criticisms, all the ways that they've punished or neglected or ignored, denied or refused or resisted being in a body, okay? So it goes all the way back to the womb. And, you know, if you feel ungrounded a lot or anxious a lot, or it seems very hard or it takes a super long time to really manifest what you desire and dream of, chances are that you might have absorbed and taken on, you know, this gestational pain, empathic pain in your childhood, if your parents or your family members suffered needlessly, or if they were in pain, or if they judged their bodies, the physical bodies, and also even the emotional bodies, you might have taken on strands of pain from them. So just know, you know, everything you're carrying genetically, generationally, gestationally, environmentally, you know, all of these implants, these imprints, these cords, these hooks, you know, these programs and patterns, we're going to ask Dr. Lorfan and the Galactic Master Healer Teams, the Arcturian assistants, and all of the PTSD specialists, as well as the body workers, you know, the galactic body workers, all of these body workers are Christed. So they are enlightened. They are ascended, right? We're also calling in ascended masters today that will help you, that can remove these devices, these implants, these ways of living in a body, so that you can be in a joy body, live in a joy body that feeds you, that nourishes you, that nurtures and supports you from the body of Gaia, right, our Earth Mother. We're also going to be calling in, you know, the bodies of Divine Mother, Lady Galactica, and Lady Gaia. So we are connecting you to the star bodies, to the planetary bodies, so that you can actually feel reborn and rebirth. We're going to release you from those corruption codes in your lower limbic brain, in your well, it's called the Well of Dreams, which is in your occiput, your lower brain, your brain stem. And this is an important ascension chakra that will also be opening and activating. Also going to release the corruption codes and the survival mechanisms, right? The fight, flight, fear, the paralysis, the wanting to run, flee, and escape from your body or from this world so that you can actually stay here and ascend, with Gaia by your side, under your feet. So this is an exciting time. So please know we're only calling in the most benevolent, protective light forces that have actually volunteered to help you to love your body and, again, to feel more comfortable in your own skin. And because many of you are empaths, indigos, crystals, sensitives, we tend to pick up, take on, hold, carry, and store others' energies, others' thoughts, feelings, emotions, their belief systems, their programming, their conditioning. Today, we'll be helping you to release at least a portion of that. And I'll also be sending you the replay so you can listen to this very powerful transmission for the next 21 days. Now, being a cosmic sponge is not always easy if we are unaware. If we are unaware of this process, if we're unconscious, these quantum healing tools and techniques will create a lot more consciousness, higher consciousness, expanded cosmic consciousness, so that you can absorb like a cosmic sponge only 100% pure light, solar energy, and star medicine. It's really not our job to take on the energies of this 3D debris density and disembodiment. We need to start to honor, nurture, respect, and honor our body temples, right? We're living in these beautiful vehicles of light. And today we'll be traveling in just a few moments into your heart space and into your heart's light ascension vehicle, which is your Merkaba. Your light ascension vehicle needs to be opened because this is where we can safely travel and trust the process, trusting our intuitive guidance system, trusting our heart's wisdom, intelligence, and trusting that we will only go where we need to go for the highest and greatest good. Trusting our body movement to lead us exactly where it would be best for us to explore. And today, you will definitely be exploring planet Arcturus. Also, you'll be lifted off and teleported into one of the fleet ships, starships, called the Athena starship. There are many advanced light starships. And when you're on board, this is just a background for new people, when you're on board, you'll be actually taken by the most appropriate experts and specialists, whether it's physical healing, emotional healing, spiritual healing, mind healing, right? You'll be taken into your own healing pod. This feels like the womb. And this is where you'll be infused with light, with laser light, with pure oxygen, with colors, with sounds. And this is an advanced light technology that you can only experience while on board in these Arcturian light healing chambers. And there your body will be scanned. It will be shifted, recorrected, reset, restructured, and recalibrated. So there will be a lot of disconnecting, unplugging from the old 3D body systems, and reconnecting you to higher power source of really, really connecting you with the codes, these ascension light codes of perfect health, immortality, this youth frequency, and really feeling infused with pure life force, prana, and energy, so you can feel more passionate about being here on this planet. So we're going to be, Dr. Lorfan will run this process so you can only absorb and hold what's good for you. Continue breathing. And just stretch out your field and just go ahead and drop into your heart space. And just notice what comes up for you right now. Straightening your spine, aligning your spine with the divine. And just calling all of those parts of you back, all of your energies, your power pieces back from wherever you left them. On this planet or any other planet, just opening up all of your systems. And just say, yes, I'm willing to experience this, to receive this, to heal my electrical bodies, my nervous systems, my immune systems. I am willing to let go and let God, let go of any ways that I've been hurting or harming myself, voluntarily or involuntarily in this or any other galaxy or reality. Just say, yes, I'm willing to love myself free of all my body stories, my body beliefs, and body pain that's not mine. It doesn't belong to me. So let your stretch out and breathe in light. I call them bliss breaths. So take three bliss breaths all the way through the top of your crown as you open up that space and unwind. We're going to go deep inside of your chakras. We're going to unwind all of those body vows, you know, poverty vows, celibacy vows, scarcity vows, survival vows, so that you can be clean and clear and you can get your energy back so you can ascend with a lot more ease and grace. And let's call in the Timeline Trauma Specialist. Timeline Trauma Team, please come and be with us. Please see us. Please hold us. Please direct and redirect us so that we may live on the most appropriate, the highest ascension timeline. Help us to dissolve all the body shame and to retrieve and reprint our body cells with pleasure, with power, with divine alchemy, so we can return back home to our soul bodies. Infinite energy, lovability. And go ahead and let's breathe back your soul bodies and soul presence into your physical body vessel. Even if you don't know how, go ahead and unzip your 3D body armor now and just feel all of that heavy metal, like that armor, you know, from wartime, from military, from fighting, from, you know, from defending your life or defending others. Just really let go of all that battle time energy from all of your lives, from your past life, this life, parallel realities. Let's call in your future self to hold this space, the one that is free and clear of 3D duality, density, and body pain. And inviting in he or she to help you, to relocate you to the best timeline, to move out all of the stuck points, the dead light zones, body shame, body pain, loosening, softening, and unwinding, just unraveling everything that doesn't belong to you now, and just allowing it all with the light that you're breathing in down the center of you, from the center of the galactic core. Just breathe in all of that golden light from the golden Christed grids. Oh, let's just invite in Archangel Metatron, the guardian of the higher Christed crystal grids above you, asking him to descend, to lower the 5D Christed grids, allow it to move down closer to the top of you, and allow anything that's not yours to drain and flush out through the soles of your feet chakras, right into the bodies, the heart, the womb of the earth, earth star, and the inner core of the inner hollow earth. And really let go in a sigh of surrender. Let go of all of those empathic body wounds that you took on, wound trauma that you've stored in your beautiful body temples. Soothing your troubled soul, softening, relaxing, opening, and expanding all of your body systems. Softening stuck points and melting that armor until it drops not only around your feet and ankles as you gaze downwards with your eyes closed. Just notice that all of those cloaks of invisibility are melting and evaporating, just dissolving into golden Gaia. Into the universal recycle bin so it can be transmuted, all that pain into medicine, the heaviness into light, the darkness into illuminosity. So just go ahead and drop the mask, drop the veils, let them all just dissolve, falling off and away from you, stepping out of all that heaviness and density right now. Allowing yourself to feel safe in your vulnerability so you can be seen, loved, and appreciated for you and your beautiful body, mind, and all the parts of you that you've ever judged, denied, or blamed. Letting go of all of that, breathing into all of your body systems, take another breath all the way up through your feet of pure crystal light, all the way down to the iron core and the inner crystal sun of the earth, the planetary core. Go ahead and breathe up all of the new possibilities, new life forms, new beginnings, and new creations. Breathing up all that rich, radiant, ruby red energy and all of the lavish abundance, the lava gold, right? All the greenery from under the earth, from your invisible roots, just reconnecting now with your earth masters, your earth ascended masters from Shambhala, from Agartha, and the inner hollow earth, and just feel that earth activity, the flora, the fauna, the ley lines, the crystal earth grids. And let's call in Archangel Sundolphin, who's also a vertical light force archangel that guards the earth's grids. And let's ask him to help you to rise above the 3D density, confusion, chaos, tribal consciousness, and allow all of this prana, this life force, to start bubbling up and radiating all the way up, permeating all the way up through your feet, your legs, your lower chakras. Let it wrap around you, spiral all around you, and move all the way up your chakras, your lower, middle, upper, and all the way up through the top of your head, really letting go in a sigh of surrender as you exhale through the top of your crown and give everything you've been holding on to that's not yours, doesn't belong to you, release it all to the heart of God, Goddess, Creator, Creatrix of all that is. Releasing it all of that through your body, through your power pillars, your chakras, your columns of light, and release it all as you place your intention now. Please specify, we're going to invite in Source now, pure Source, Holy Spirit, Shekhinah, Shakti. We're going to call in now your healed divine feminine and masculine sides to stand by your left and right sides, to walk by your sides. Set a healing intention. What does your body long for? What is missing? What do you need? How many lifetimes have you been denying your body pleasure, joy, ease, and freedom. What would it feel like to live in a body of grace, a body of joy, a body of pure light, diamond light? So go ahead and breathe in another burst, streams, spirals of diamond light, plasmic fire from the great central suns, the second suns, Sirian, Arcturian, Palladian, Andromedan suns, really breathing in your galactic self, your female, your male galactic cells, your solar cells, let's call in your solar angels to really lighten up your path of light, your journey of light. Just breathe in. Take in, drink in all of this honey light, liquid light, golden light. I'm going to call in your divine parents now to join you on this Arcturian journey outside of space and time. Your divine mother, divine father, and your magical Christed inner child, the innocent child, the pure-hearted child, the loving child, the present child, the child that can do no wrong, the holy child that is inside of you. Let's call on that aspect of you to help you believe that all is possible, that you do deserve these divine dispensations and blessings, these cosmic blessings from above in this earth realm. Calling in your divine healing intervention team. Calling in your loving, enlightened ancestral relations to stand guard, to support you, to hold your back, to heal your past. So they're right in back of you, maternal and paternal enlightened ancestors, bloodlines, lineages. Let's call in Archangel Raphael to hold the eastern edge of your energy field, healer, magician, emerald green fire. Well, let's call in Archangel Michael to protect you, to keep you, to guard you, keeping you safe, allowing you to feel that you have this beautiful safety net wrapped around you, beautiful, loving, supportive, very strong, divine masculine presence, taking care of you, guarding over you. And feel the tip of the sword just being directed with blue laser light, electric blue fire, watching over you, healing all of the past use. And let's just call in to hold the western edge of your field to the west, calling in Gabrielle in the water elements. So we have air, fire, water. And this is a diamond white fire. Let's call in Archangel Gabriel. And now Uriel to the north in front of you, guarding your future timeline, directing your future timeline. And your future self, please come in. All of the parts of you that have already healed, that are whole, holy, that feel complete, that are ascending, that are on the path, that are loving themselves free of all 3D distortion. So calling in Archangel Uriel and the ruby red fire. And allow all of these archangels from the earth grids to start adjusting and opening your fields, your energy, and energy fields and energy bodies, opening, expanding, adjusting, readjusting, so you can hold 100% pure light in your body vessel, in your 5D light body. Beautiful. And just continue breathing, opening, receiving, and now allowing your bodies to expand out beyond your room, the space that you're in, feeling lighter already, freer, more open, more expansive. And let's just radiate this light out 360 degrees all around us in every direction, above us, below us, to the left, to the right, in front of us and in back of us. Let's just stream light so we can live stream our divine destiny, our soul purpose, so we can remember who we are and why we're here. We can take back all of our powers. And just go ahead and breathe. Continue opening and breathing. Feel that you're being worked on already. Restoring your energy systems back online with ease and grace, ease and grace, always ease and grace. Beautiful. Let's start to call in the galactic archangels and the archeas. The archeas are the divine feminine complements of the divine masculine archangels. Please be with us. Welcome. You are welcome. Thank you for being here. Again, setting a very strong intention about what you would like to release and remove from your body so you can feel good about your body, so you can feel light and free and easy and comfortable in your new light bodies, so you can live on light, the light that will serve as your creative fuel. I'd like to call on your higher self now. Please come in into the safe, sacred medicine space, the circle of trust. And we're drawing a white crystal light all around this sacred medicine space, all around your home, your community, your city, state, the country you live in, the entire planet, solar system, Milky Way. Let's just intend that this is a safe space, that no other interferences, influences, or frequencies of a lower vibration can enter into this healing space, this holy, holy space. And I'll just say the prayer, Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Sabayot. Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Sabayot. Being that bridge, connecting to the divine, Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabayoth. And we're going to begin to clear your bodies, your fields, of any lower vibrational energies, entities, intensities, or false identities that you've picked up on the astral plane, in 4D, in 3D, in dream time, or in this timeline, that are not yours. Continue breathing in, like the cosmic sponge and empath that you are, this pure, pure liquid light, honey light, drops of Amrita, nectar, sweet honey nectar, pouring down in this beautiful Christed chalice of light above your crown, opening and expanding your thousand-petaled lotus chakra, creating this beautiful circle of sacred light, sacred trust, infusing your energy fields with this light, with this photonic light, and allowing yourself to feel that you're being uplifted now. Still here, still in a body, tethered to the earth, but also expanded. Feeling that space. feeling that plasmic fire, that photonic light, all the gamma rays, the ascension rays starting to stream, radiate, download you, upgrade you, and update your operating systems, your higher consciousness, awakening your gifts, allowing yourself to be that bridge between you, the earth you, and your higher self, your higher soul selves, your I am that I am presence over soul monad, galactic selves. Being that bridge between this dimension and all other dimensions, timelines, galaxies, realities. And we now call upon the Arcturian High Councils. You may notice a shift. Allow yourself to feel the shift. The Arcturian High Councils are these beings of light, glorious and grand beings of light, healers, galactic master healers. They are our ascension doctors. They oversee all of humanity. They overlight us. They see us and love us even when we cannot see and love them or love ourselves. Please allow yourself to expand into this field of pure love and liquid light. And opening and expanding this light in your energy field. You may sense them as very tall, tall, tall beings. Beams of light, laser light, violet, silver, platinum. Rays of light. And we're going to ask them to please light that holy fire, to consume in this holy fire all unwanted, undesirable, negative, hurtful, harmful energies, frequencies, so they may burn into ashes so that you may be reborn, rebirthed, renewed, resurrected into the temple worker that you've always been. So let's invite in all of the temple workers, the Arcturian temple workers, stepping into this sphere of golden, shimmering light. Very reflective of who you are. It's shimmering, awakening, and activating your own inner light that wants to come out, that wants to play, that wants to be known and shown, healed and revealed, uplifting you, shifting you. Stand right in the center of this light, wherever you are. Feel your lungs elongating as well as widening, expanding horizontally and vertically until your lungs can take in so much light, so much air, so much of what you've been missing or lacking. Breathing in all of that star medicine now, that space dust, pure light, and allow the wall, ceilings, floors of shimmering light to start to take on a form, and notice that you're standing in the middle of a pyramid, a temple of divine light. And just stretch out into this light and allow yourself to feel safe, to feel held, nurtured, supported, held and sustained by the angelics, the celestials, the 5D crystal grid and the 3D earth grid and the 4D. And feel these angelic forces, Archangel Metatron, Archangel Sandalphon, just holding and supporting your greatest growth and your highest awakening. Inviting in all the solar logos, Christos, solar deities, angels and archangels, Helios and Vesta, Amaterasu, the sun god Ra, all of the Syrian suns, second suns, central and great central sun, Just breathing in all of those streams of physical and spiritual light into your body temple. Asking now for the confidence, the clarity to raise your self-esteem, to live in a 5D body of no judgments, no pain, no expectations, just pure light. And calling in now the Arcturian Masters and Legions of Light, standing right in the middle of your body light temple. Feel the light starting to shift you, open you, dropping deeper into your heart space, all the way through the back of your heart. Notice it feels like you're being held by the shimmering light, by the Arcturian Masters that have volunteered to visit you in the sacred visitation. And breathe, allow, accept, receive everything that wouldn't allow this rich. Rich is a clearing statement. It's an ascension code. Rich stands for release, integrate, clear, and harmonize, allowing you to heal and harmonize all of your bodies, chakras, systems, and fields. Ah, and breathing, notice how the light is just feeling so warm and so soothing as you are rising above this dimension, going into 5D, 6D, 7D, solar consciousness, Christed consciousness. Please state your intention again clearly, specifically. What is it that you would like to receive today? What is it that you're ready and willing and open to let go of? The only way to ascend with ease and grace is if you're willing to surrender and let go of the old bodies, the old systems, the old beliefs, the old ideas, programs, patterns. Allow yourself now to feel that you're lifting off. Held in light, bathed in light, being escorted, teleported into your Arcturian starship Enterprise, the Athena. Notice the lights all around you, this beautiful blue, indigo, Syrian blue, in a dome shape. It's just the right size for you. It's not overwhelming. It feels very safe and very comfortable. And you can choose whether to climb on board or whether to stay behind. Just knowing and trusting that you will be brought back. You will be brought back into this earth plane with ease and grace after your 5D body transmission. Before you climb on board, you notice that there is this beautiful, bright, white light, crystal light. Has an arch above it made of rainbow light, glowing light, orbs of light. This is the Arcturian Stargate. So all of the Arcturian temple workers and master healing guides and guardians are all inviting you to step through, to walk through, to glide through the Arcturian Stargate. So go ahead and do that right now. Notice how the energy has just shifted. It's become even lighter and more carefree. Feel like you are just floating on air, walking on water. There you go. And continue walking and just noticing all around you that you have your helpers. Your divine healing intervention team has agreed to intervene for your highest and greatest good. Okay. Okay, and now standing by the Arcturian Healing Light Ship comes closer, descending down closer and closer to your physical body. You're being held in light. Your hands are being held. Your back is being held. Your crown is being held. Your lower back, your spine, your stomach, your heart, arms and legs, fingers and toes, every part of you is surrounded by light, by Arcturian light. Just feel how good that feels, that you're back with your family of light. And now with your permission and full cosmic consent, if you agree to step into the Arcturian healing chambers and just say yes and climb on board and notice what you notice, there are flashing lights and everything feels soft and serene on the inside. And your healing team. Your healing team knows exactly where to take you, where to lead you, where to guide you to your very own healing pod. You are now greeted by Lord and Lady Arcturus and the entire Arcturian medical assistance, the Amas, greeting you. Walking you through another sphere of light into the healing chambers of light. The pod is being placed in position, the one that contains all the medicine that you need to heal. And all of the Arcturian angels, archangels of comfort, of mercy, are escorting you into this very relaxed, very dim, womb-like pod of light. And inside there's solfeggio tones, healing frequencies, crystal geometries. And it feels very soothing and comforting just to be back. Allow your body to stretch out and feel comfortable and feel like you're in your own soul home, home away from home, before you were birthed on the earth. And allow the pod to be placed in position so you are surrounded by this light all around you. The light is now changing into sapphire, sapphires, sapphire blues, sapphire blue, and diamond white light. And protective padding all around you so it feels very comforting, soft, secure, stable. Really feeling like you could just rest and rejuvenate, just recharge here. And feel the Arcturian healing teams, the medical assistants, body workers, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD team. They know what you've been through. They love you unconditionally. They oversee and overlight you. They are here to awaken you, to help you re-remember what it feels like to be in your diamond light body again. So feel the shift now. We ask the Almas to remove all etheric implants that block your spiritual awakening. We ask the Arcturian Medical Assistance, Divine Healing Intervention Team, to remove all false light and to remove cords, hooks, darts, arrows, artificial insertions, artificial intelligence that siphon your life force energy. So just feel that this laser light in this light synthesis healing chamber is already blasting you with this galactic light. And it feels very fine, very light, very good. Melting, dissolving, softening, loosening, and unwinding all foreign energies, entities, and bodies from your bodies. All tags that block your light, that diminish your light, all cloaks, masks, armor, veils of separation from source, so you may live on the highest and the best timeline. Removing from your chakra systems around your throat, third eye and crown, all etheric implants in the neck, in your neck. Unwinding all vocal, verbal, communication, suppression vows. Vows of silence, releasing swallowed tears, swallowed words, suppressed ideas, thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And allow all of that to unwind, unravel, soften, melt, dissolve. As your Arcturian medical assistants, galactic master healers, removing, scanning you, removing all threads from the top of your head, from your neck, threads, strands, cords, negative energies. And scanning your whole body system to see what else needs to be addressed, released, removed, extracted, but also filled in with core love, with joy, with light. And just breathe in that sapphire blue light that's all around you. The blue light vapors, the mist, the clean air. Opening your lungs, opening your chest, your heart, your diaphragm, your esophagus. Keep breathing and allowing your teams to pull out any threads or strands of negative thought forms. Overwhelm triggers tension, overstimulation, shock to your nervous system, pulling. Gently and non-invasively, almost feeling very good and very pleasurable as all of these energies from your nervous system and your electrical bodies are just being softly and slowly just pulled out. And breathing in the blue, the sapphire blue, the Syrian blue light, the diamond white light, removing, releasing you from any blocks, fear blocks. And your energy field, any dead light zones that keep you frozen and unaware and unable to communicate with your higher self or your galactic guides and guardians, releasing you from all interferences, influences, manipulation energies, astral entities that block you from connecting to these higher frequencies. In this and in all timelines, lifetimes, dimensions, galaxies, and realities, breathing in the higher frequencies, opening, connecting with the angelic forces, feeling the light, supporting you, holding you, energizing you, nurturing you with sounds, with colors, releasing the negative toxic cords, but sustaining the positive ones, releasing negative toxic cords, soul ties, soul bondage, soul enslavement, soul abuse, anywhere that your soul was traumatized. We ask the soul trauma team, the cosmic shamans, timeline trauma specialists to come in now and heal that, release you from that, return to you your proper power pieces. And again, calling in your magical Christed child to believe this is possible, to trust this is possible, to love yourself, to love others, to love the world, to love the planet, to love life. Clearing out all spiritual energetic parasites, feel the light moving, expanding all the way through your cells, through all the levels, layers, spaces and places that felt like there was a void, an emptiness, a loneliness, breathing in all that light to fill and fulfill your soul plan, your life purpose, cleansing and bathing, washing all of your cells clean, your emotional, mental, physical, etheric bodies, receiving this upgrade, breathing into your DNA strands, your divine DNA strands, your galactic DNA strands, and feel the light expanding and entering into all of your energy bodies, helping you to flow with grace, to shed all the old layers of density, and just feel the shift. Continue breathing, relaxing, and notice what you notice. The pod, the healing pod, that's just your own, that allows you to regroup, to reboot, to refresh, to re-energize. Notice that you have a new visitor that is installing a crystal healing bed underneath you with extra plush padding that feels so comfortable, that's easing the tension in your back, your neck, your spine, lower back, middle, and upper back. Just feel that softness, that comfort. And Dr. Lorfan would like to make himself known to you now. So take a moment to welcome from the Great White Syrian Lodge, the Great Blue Lodge of Shambhala, the magnificent, majestic Dr. Lorfan, the miraculous physician and healer, galactic master healer of the healing planes, the healing schools, the healing centers and hospitals of all universes, galaxies and realities. Welcome and thank you for being here with us. Notice what you notice. Notice the energy. Notice the light. Notice the form. Dr. Lorfan may reveal himself in a physical way with physical features. Or not. It's just a pure being of light. He may be blue. He may be white. Just allow this energy to not only wash over and through you, but to welcome him into your field. You now have a choice, a conscious choice, whether you would like him to work on you or not. Please tell him now what your preference is. Notice this crystal light. And this crystal light is starting to stream and radiate all around you. Tell him your concerns, your burdens, your questions. Ask him questions and tell him what you've been experiencing in your body. Ask him for the highest healing outcome in this session. And always with gratitude and unconditional love. And now the first process is beginning. With your consent and permission, notice Dr. Lorfan standing at your feet, holding the soles of your feet. And the first taste of medicine is starting to be performed. You're now receiving the cosmic sponge infusion, so you can absorb like a sponge. Pure, pure, 100% light. Notice what color this sponge is that's now being inserted. You can just breathe that sponge in. It's very small. And in that light, in that sponge, is crystal light. It may be pink, it may be blue, it may be gold, it may be platinum. Just notice these high energies that are stored in its lining, and just absorb and breathe it into all of your chakras, front and back, side to side, all around you. Feeling very calm, feeling very centered. And the sponge is now going to release all of these higher energies that it's holding into your system to raise your vibration and to absorb and take out and away from you all lower vibrations, out and away from your fields, your bodies, your systems, your chakras. Beautiful. And just notice how this feels, this beautiful energy, this white light, as a sponge is now being sealed with Dr. Lorfan's guidance. And you're now being asked if you would like to experience etheric acupuncture. You may say yes or no. And this etheric acupuncture is now being performed by Dr. Lorfan and his AMA team, the Galactic Christed Medical Teams, using crystal needles, etheric acupuncture, very small, very fine, gentle, and it feels very good, very pleasurable, very light. It's opening all the energy blocks, the fear blocks, opening and expanding you and all of your bodies. So just allow this now. By the galactic physician of the entire universe, multiverse, omniverse, director of the Great White Lodge. And continue breathing in more blue light, more indigo light. Notice more intergalactic healers are supporting this process. Holding you, supporting you, giving you energy healing, light healing, holding your arms, holding your legs, holding your stomach, holding your chest and heart. They have their hands, their golden hands around the left and the right sides of you. They're doing the healing work under Dr. Lorfan's supervision. Under Dr. Lorfan's expertise. He knows the medicine that you need to heal from the inside out, trusting this process, healing the past, present, future, scanning the body, accelerating your healing. Feel these sensations of light pulsing through you, permeating, penetrating through every cell, every molecule, every atom, every chromosome, all the way down to your mitochondria, your DNA, blood, bone, and marrow. He knows what your four body systems need. And he would like to call in a few other helpers to help to release etheric, emotional, astral, and mental blocks in these bodies. All discordant, distorted, misqualifying energies. Now, you're now being opened with this etheric acupuncture to get your energy back. And to help you to release those blocks. calling in the three M's, the Mahatma, Melchizedek, and Metatron. And Dr. Lorfan is also inviting in all around your beautiful body temples in this beautiful temple of light, chambers of light, paws of light, the platinum and golden angels, Lord Arcturus, Athena Arcturus, Divine Mother, all of the Lady Masters to heal your Divine Feminine wounds, Divine Masculine wounds, Lord Sananda, the seven Kohens of the rays of God, and your Monad, your I Am Presence, Jawal Kul, and all other Ascended Masters that are ready to heal you, to cleanse, clear, and purify you of all toxic imprints, implants, cords, clearing you and your entire genetic line of all imbalanced energies. Please state your specific health concerns now, even if it's just to feel better, healthier, more like yourself again, whole, holy, and complete. And you can ask Dr. Lorfan to work on you now and also in dream time to heal your physical health and well-being and all of your mental, emotional bodies to create more balance, more flow, peace, harmony. I'm going to bring in the golden and platinum net to surround you, and Archangel Michael and his divine complement, Lady Faith, to help you to own your I Am Presence every day. Breathing in this pranic wind-clearing device, cleansing your meridians, your nadis, your energy fields, your chakra points. Ascension chakras, physical chakras. And enjoying this session with the Intergalactic Healing Team. Releasing these negative implants, imprints, attachments, negative emotions, elementals. Releasing other soul fragments. Working now on any troubled spots that they might sense. Energy drains, energy leaks, releasing any energies that are still siphoning off your life force energy. With these etheric needles, releasing bullets, darts. Beautiful. This golden platinum net is clearing and protecting your four body systems. So just breathe this in, and on the out breath, the net is removing, pulling out through the top of your crown, out through all of your chakras, all debris that is still hiding in your systems. And that golden flame is now being lit. That holy fire, that golden flame. So it may consume all of this debris, doubt, density, and disempowerment vows, unwinding from all your chakras, all of those energies. And this golden platinum net is surrounding you like a pyramid. So it feels very protective, very vast. And the net is just suctioning off, absorbing any negative energies, entities, attachments, fear blocks, core fears. And getting ready to receive the axiatonal alignment, this frequency representing heaven and earth. And it's coming straight down through your soul star as this beautiful, bright beam of light, almost like a laser light, breathe that in, down and through all of your chakras, down your limbs into the earth star, and feel that higher vibration connecting within your heart, within your thymus, your physical, your high hearts, the back of your hearts. Holy, holy Christed hearts. And we ask for two more beams of light to the left and to the right of the first beam. Two, begin to radiate into your shoulder joints, your side meridians, your hips, your hip joints. Just feel this alignment, aligning with the divine, allowing this light, these beams of light to move into your knees, ankles, and feet, into all of your joints, ligaments, tissues, connective tissues. Helping to align the left and the right side of you and all around you. And we call in the spiritual whirlwind, another clearing device from Dr. Lorfan. Clearing, cleansing. All the way through your chakra columns like a funnel of light. Streams of light. Opening up your central column of light, allowing for more ease, more space, more flow, higher vibrations. Allow the spiritual whirlwind device, this Arcturian light technology, to begin to just create that shift, that movement that your body has been longing for, to feel movement, to feel that shift, that flow again, to get unstuck, to create movement, forward movement, accelerated movement. Breathe, soften, relax. Rest, receive. You are worthy and deserving of this transmission. And now the Prana Wind Clearing Device is coming, surrounding you on your crystal healing bed, soaking up, bathing in all this light, and this device is starting to activate. And pull, release, remove, and unwind from your solar plexus, your soul center, your highest, truest identity, power, and will center, the true you. Anything that's not yours, any mucus, congestion, sludge, debris, density, feel it moving in a clockwise manner as it's opening up your emotional centers, clearing, cleansing, purifying all toxins, detoxifying all toxic imprints and implants you've absorbed from others. Take a moment and just breathe in these energies and ask them to be removed now. And now just breathe in the golden cylinder, because the golden cylinder is also going to remove and release you from even more hidden implants, elementals, imprints, artificial intelligence, remote viewing devices, microchips, any negative energies, lower energies, calling upon Lord and Lady Arcturus and all the Arcturian temple workers, body workers, PTSD team to help to heal you from all the stress, struggle, and trauma that you and your body, you and your ancestors' bodies, you and all of your bodies and all of your lifetimes and timelines have ever experienced. Please allow the golden cylinder to move down through your crown and down and through your full bodies, removing all debris, 100%. All implants and negative elementals. And feel them all moving up out of your crown. Feel that debris being taken away, removed, released. Breathing in now this diamond white light. Calling in again Jwal Kul, Guamas, the galactic healers, to start to run the core fear matrix removal program. To pull out from your subconscious, unconscious, conscious, superconscious, all of your minds, all thought forms, body images, and negative feelings that you have ever associated with, affiliated with, or identified with, please relax and be willing to release these fears as they're going to be pulled even more out of your crown, out of your chakras now. Beautiful. Continue breathing in 100% pure light, increasing that light in all of your bodies. Your healing team is adoring you, loving you, comforting you, holding you, nurturing you, supporting you, so you can absorb this beautiful energy every day. And breathing in this light, the light of God, the light of Goddess, Creator, Creatrix. Breathing in this nameless light, and notice that your healing pod has also become even more opalescent and iridescent. This crystalline bed is soft to the touch, and you're just feeling completely relaxed. Receiving this physical and emotional healing, mental healing, all forms of healing. Getting ready for the core fear removal program. And taking a moment for yourself to open your higher mind and help you to awaken, reawaken your light language. Your avatar abilities to bilocate, to teleport, 5D telepathy. And we're going to just install, with your permission, an Arcturian electronic plate into the third eye that reflects light, only light, helping your mind to connect with divine star mind, cosmic higher mind, amplifying your omnipresence in the world, connecting you to the quantum, upgrading, downloading, updating and resetting, expanding your higher mind, your intuition, your spiritual will in your body, in your heart, in your monad, connecting you with cosmic heart and the cosmic mind of pure creation. And just breathe as you're encircled in this Arcturian grid, integrating all of this energy with ease and grace, this light, synthesizing this light, these high-frequency lights running through your body grid systems. Breathing and exhaling a sound on the out-breath. Still in your Arcturian starship. Your ascension starship, feeling these advanced laser light technologies working on you, building, expanding, amplifying this light. The Arcturian advanced light computers know exactly what your body needs to heal, to let go. And just allow that prana wind clearing device to run just for another moment into your third eye. Again, it's rotating, clearing out all the cloudiness, the dizziness, the mind fog, the brain fog, cobwebs of confusion, illusion, delusion, clearing all of that so you may see your clearest path that lies ahead, so that you may see through the veils, all veils through the veils of Maya, clearing out all the etheric mucus and debris from all of your chakras, nadis, meridians, and now through your veins, arteries, and capillaries. Allow this to run from the inside out. And still, Dr. Laura Fan and the Arcturian Medical Assistance Divine Healing Intervention Teams, Christ and Galactic Teams, they're all still running that golden cylinder, lifting out of your body remaining residue, debris, residual resistance to healing, to being, to embodying your diamond light body, your ascension light body. And just continue breathing even more. And on the out breath, letting go in a very, very big sigh of relief. And Dr. Laura Fan, who works on you in your sleep state, that will meditate with you, that will help you to learn a new healing modality or to perfect your own. He's now downloading and upgrading you with this vast healing knowledge, healing gifts, healing abilities, healing your physical and etheric bodies, your galactic bodies, with his expertise to heal yourself, to heal others, to heal the world. And breathing in the rays of God into your fields, healing the astral, mental, emotional, etheric bodies, healing imbalances, harmonizing imbalance, dis-ease, replacing it with full ease, infinite ease. Continue breathing, please. Breathe. Going to move into your chakras right now and see if there's anything remaining. And we're going to ask Dr. Laura Fan, Dr. Joshua David Stone, all of the galactic doctors, Arcturian doctors, Sirian doctors, Joelle Kuhl, Vuamas, to release you from the core fear matrix program and install, anchor the core fear matrix removal program, and then replace it with the core love infusion program. So just relax and open up all of your chakras. We're going to balance, harmonize, strengthen your chakras, energize your energy centers. Awaken and activate your energy fields and remove all the core fears that are still installed in your operating system. So, beloveds, we are now calling forth your Accelerated Light Evolution Support Team, the Masters, the greatest parts of you, the wisest parts of you, higher selves, oversouls, monad, I am presence, to please install this lattice work of light into all of the layers and levels of your chakra systems, fully and completely, releasing all fear-based programs now. Allow the platinum ray to sweep through your fields, clearing and removing all imbalanced energies, imbalanced matrices from all of your bodies, all of your minds, all of your chakras, And let's move into the root chakra. We ask for a full clearance, release, and removal of all core fears stored in your root chakras, and to unwind any poverty vows, survival vows, lack and scarcity vows there. And to reprint, once pulled and removed, once released from these core fear programs, once identified, breathing in, replacing, reprinting, and infusing you with core love, core joy, core light, balance, peace. Crystal light. I'm moving up to your second chakra. We call in the platinum ray to balance and to attune to the Christed state of ascended master consciousness, and unwinding any vows there, suppression vows, chastity, celibacy vows. And we ask for this magnetic attunement of your second chakra, your sacral chakra, Svadhisthana. And we ask to clear, heal, align, anchor, activate, synchronize, and fill with light. Repair and reconnect your second chakra to your second chakra channels, second chakra complex. And continue breathing into the first and second chakra, a red light, an orange light, and now a gold light. You can place your hands now over your stomach, your belly, your power center, and expand and release on the out-breath, pushing out all the beings and bodies you've pulled in, others' energies that don't belong. And we now request a full clearance, releasement, and removal of all core fears from your soul center. Please clear, heal, align, anchor, activate, synchronize, fill with light, repair and reconnect your solar plexus to your solar plexus complex and all of your solar plexus channels of light, attuning your solar plexus for your greatest good, to your God self, returning your power pieces and moving you into this ascended master state of consciousness. Breathing in that solar light, moving your hands up to your heart, placing your hands over your heart center, and we request all core fears to be removed from your heart chakra now. Clearing, cleansing, healing, purifying, aligning, anchoring, activating, synchronizing, filling with pure, nameless, liquid love light, repairing, reconnecting your heart to your heart chakra channels and your heart complex, attuning your heart to the state of pure love. Unconditional love. Loving kindness, compassion, and into the field of neutrality and non-judgment. Just breathe into your heart that beautiful emerald green light. Feel the love from Mother Mary, Archangel Raphael, and Master Hilarion coming into your healing pod and moving up to your throat. Just going to see if there's any core fears to remove them from your fifth chakra, your throat center, your Vishuddha, aligning you to divine will to speak your truth. Speak up, speak out. We ask to please clear and remove all core fear from your voice. From all lifetimes, timelines, realities, galaxies, dimensions, past lives, parallel realities, and future potentialities. Please breathe in that courage, that confidence, that clarity, Installing the core love infusion program in all of your chakras, first, second, third, fourth, and fifth. Filling in any energy leaks, any holes, rips, or tears in your fields, in your chakras, in your nadis and meridians. Ooh, breathing in all of this light and being reprinted, infused with core love, loving yourself, loving others, loving your loved ones, allowing yourself to be loved, loving the planet, loving your gifts, loving others' gifts, loving the world, loving this ascension process, and just breathe, moving up to your sixth chakra, releasing, we request Dr. Lorfen and all of the Galactic Master Healers to release, clear, and remove all core fears that is still stored in your third eye, your fourth, and your fifth eyes, so that you may see your divine self with absolute clarity. Please clear, heal, anchor, align, activate, fill with light, repair, and reconnect your third eye, your fourth, and your fifth multidimensional spirit sight centers with the sixth chakra complex and the sixth chakra channels. That's an indigo light, breathing in the blue from your throat. And the indigo light, that bluish purple. So you can stargaze and sun gaze. And we request now that your seventh crown chakra, Sahasrara chakra in Sanskrit, that this opens, awakens your higher brain, your higher mind, releasing all fight, flight, fear, and freeze survival mechanisms from your survival lower reptilian brain, releasing all stuckness, all sameness, all survival vows, unwinding all the vows and all of the chakras. And we request that all density and fear be fully cleared, released, and cleansed from your crown chakra. So just please clear. Allow all of this to clear, to heal, to align, to anchor in all of this core love, releasing the core fear, removing, feel all of those old, outdated, worn out, dense debris, all of those threads, those strands, they're all being removed. And you are now being reprinted with core love, connected, reconnected with divine star mind, the cosmic mind, with yours. And reconnecting your crown chakra channels with your crown chakra complex, falling into sacred reunion with your divine self and your galactic selves and your angel chakras, your soul stars, and all of the chakras above you, all the way up to the Arcturian Stargate. Beautiful. And we're almost done here. Joelle Kuhl and the Ascended Masters are still pulling out threads, core fears, from your subconscious body, mind, in your energy systems. See if you can feel, sense, see, hear, taste, or smell. Visualize the essence of your core fears that you have already spoken out loud to your team. Just allow them to take it all. Pulling out like weeds from your garden, from your inner gardens, from your inner terrain, inner gardens of creativity, planetary prosperity and personal prosperity, all of the inner life. Feel the fear-based energies just being tossed into that all-consuming fire of God. Transforming, transmuting from the inside out into pure, pure energy, pure, pure light. And replacing all of this fear-based, all the fear-based thoughts with love-based thoughts. In order to ascend, we must release the fear of everyone and everything outside of us, even the fear of ourselves and our bodies, fear of living, fear of dying, fear of being alone, fear of being unsafe, unsupported, or unwell. We must release all fear in order to ascend with ease and grace until there is nothing and no one that we are afraid of. And just sense what this feels like as you have now almost come to the end of your journey here. See and feel the Master still throwing more and more fear-based energy into that all-consuming fire of God, of recreation, of resurrection, releasing all of the old coatings. Purifying all impurities. And notice what it feels like as all of these energies, the fear-based energies, are just being absorbed into light, released and cleared. Notice what it looks like and feels like so you can show up and be of service again from your heart. Releasing and unwinding any remaining vows. Releasing all of them right now. Releasing all of them right now. From your inner garden, from your inner world, from your inner life. And notice what these strands, these threads, these weeds might look like or feel like. Some clairvoyants sense them as dark colors or murky waters. It doesn't really matter. Just knowing and trusting that they're all being released is exactly what you need right now. And this is what you have truly signed up for. And we just want to thank also the Master Christos Collective, the Law of One, right? Your God selves, all of your personal evolutionary healing teams, ascension teams, for running this clearing and for infusing us with core love. Now breathe in that core love into all of your bodies, releasing all mind control. Releasing all fear-based or spiritual weeds from your astral or emotional body and replacing again with clear, crystal clear, pure, holy, balanced, harmonious energy, your true nature. And continue just breathing and being. Okay. And one more step here. We're just going to recite this Core Fear Matrix mantra to release that and reprint it with Core Love. So this is your monad mantra, actually. And you can repeat this anytime, calling in the Ascended Masters, Joel Kuhl and Vuamus, or any other Ascended Master you wish. Whenever you feel old fears, default programs, apps popping up, just ask that they be removed through the crown chakra and through all of your chakras, wherever you feel there's still core fear, and ask to replace it with self-love, love of God, love of humanity, love, pure love. I am monad, I am light, divine. I am love, I am will, and I am fixed design. I am the monad, I am light, divine. I am love, I am will, I am fixed design. I am the monad, I am light, divine. I am love, I am will, I am fixed design. And ask every night before you go to sleep for any remaining core fear patterns to be removed. You can even ask to be signed up officially for this Spiritual Hierarchy's Core Fear Matrix Removal Program on the inner planes. Ask for all implants or attachments to be removed, all core fears, and to be replaced with core love. And it seems like all of these core fears for today have been removed that have ever affected your soul records from past lives, including all of your lives and your soul extension. So they say congratulations for taking this journey, and that you have removed 95% of your core fear, and the rest will take place over the next 21 days. And whenever you feel or sense an old ego-based fear coming up, you can replace it with core love, calling in these guides, these master beings, these master healers, replacing it with Christ energy, with pure energy, with love energy, infusing yourself with light. And we now ask Lord and Lady Arcturus and the Galactic Healers to take you into the immersion tubs, stepping out of your healing pod into these beautiful pools of tranquility, turquoise, blue, green waters. And dipping your feet in, your fingers, your toes. Just flushing and draining out of you, just releasing any remaining debris or anything that was unfound or unknown so it can just return back to water as you are water, 80% or more. And just rest and relax. And the Galactic Healers are placing you into these beautiful tubs, these tanks of clear, holy waters, blessed waters. Just notice how cooling and soothing that feels. Just releasing you from any unwanted energies that still might be lingering or left behind. Releasing you, clearing you from any further imbalances. And coming back when you're ready, spending as long as you like with your Christed Galactic Arcturian family of light. And Dr. Lorfan is now removing the etheric needles and healing and sealing any sore spots or pain spots or any tender points with this beautiful angelic celestial healing balm, healing ointment. And it's made of honey, nectar, ambrosia, beautiful honey medicine. And just feel this sort of just spreading out over all the affected areas that you just released from, and feels so warming, soothing, comforting. These beautiful angel wings, you could feel their wingtips, they're just applying it, and then you have golden hands from all of the galactic healing team. They're just spreading it, caressing it into your skin, into your bodies, front and back, side to side. Just feel how good that feels. Drying you off from the waters that you just bathed in, that crystal light waters, holy waters. Getting ready, saying thank you, thanking your team, thanking Dr. Lorfan, allowing them to step back into their timeline, onto their home planet, into their star system, to help others, other souls that have requested this galactic medical assistance too. So see them all bowing to you as you bow to them, and trusting that everything you need has been installed and everything you don't need has been released and cleared, removed fully and completely through all the levels and layers of your fields. And notice that they are just finalizing by fluffing out your aura. Fluffing out your aura, your auric field. Feels really good, very open, very spacious. So allow them to fluff, soften, open your fields, your auric bodies. Beautiful. And to ground you. To prepare you for your return back through the Arcturian Stargate. When you're ready, they help you to sit up from your healing pod, your crystal healing bed. And they open the top and they allow you to resurface, to step out back into the light, back into your healing temple, your pyramid of light. And you still have your divine healing intervention team that will escort you back through the Arcturian Stargate now. There you go. Very easy entrance and exit, moving you back slowly and gently from your Arcturian Light Temple and your own soul healing temple back into that sphere of light and stepping back into your body, into your home, into this dimension, feeling cleansed, washed, bathed, pure and clean. And breathing in that energy from 360 degrees all around you, breathing, merging with the sun above you, with the earth below you, and allowing your earth archangels to also thank them and allow them to step back out and away from you as they have already readjusted your field so it can be easier to come back here, feeling that strong, supportive, solid 5D earth grid platform beneath your feet now, ground all the way back into the body, anchoring the Arcturian light into every cell, molecule, atom, DNA, strand, into every part of all of your muscles, your organs, your tissues, blood and bone, and allow this light to bless, bathe, reach, and refresh you after your galactic healing journey. Taking 3 deep breaths in, feeling the ground, feeling the flora, the fauna, the grass, the gardens, the forest, the trees, feeling rooted, grounded, back home to this earth realm. And thanking your body for allowing you to take this sacred journey. Grounding, returning back to pure light, and back into your beautiful, beautiful body temple that you can worship, nurture, love, and adore. Feel that all of your chakras are aligned with the chakras of the earth, the bodies of the earth, planetary chakras, and allow your bodies to just adjust, your field to adjust, your systems to adjust, your mind to adjust, your heart to adjust, easing and flowing back onto this very safe and supportive platform here, safe timeline. Adjusting your higher vibration, your diamond light bodies here, radiating your light, sharing this light with all sentient beings, all sensitive souls. And thanking all of your guides, your allies, your helpers, your guardians. Thanking yourself as your own body, spirit guide, guardian, and gatekeeper on the earth, on the new earth, the Terra Earth, Terra Nova, Christed Nova. Ooh, and thanking Lady Galactica and Lady Gaia for all the mothering, for all the loving care, loving kindness, and all the courage and confidence it took to take this journey today to love your body free. Thank you so much. I love and adore all of you. Take your time coming back. No rush. This was a fairly long transmission, 2 hours. I will send you this replay. Please rest for the next 2 hours. Try not to go online so that you can be online, right, from the inside out. So please try to avoid electronic devices, EMFs, radiation, right? If you don't want to sleep or rest, you can go outside and take a walk in nature just to ground this energy, bless the earth. Bless the waters, because you are a blessing on this earth. And I can't wait to see you next time. Blessings. Namaste.